This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, USA Radio Network. Your warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior. So much going on. United States under communist attack. You all know how much I love President Trump, but you also know that I'm critical when I need to be. And he's been AWOL lately, and I'm trying to stir him from his sleep. President Trump, where are you? SOS, we need help, man. Get involved. What are you doing, sleeping? I mean, where the hell are you with all this going on? What have you done to prevent the communist takeover of America lately? Not much. Someone's got to wake you up from your slumber. Has Fauci and the deep state kidnapped you? That's my latest tweet. I'm actually out there saying it. Where is Donald Trump? Has Dr. Fauci and the deep state kidnapped you? You out there? We're losing confidence. What are you doing to stop this communist takeover of the USA? Come on, man. Get in the game. Get your head in the game. This isn't any major criticism. It's not a big deal that I do that because it's warranted. You ever watch a football game, man? The greatest quarterback in history is probably Tom Brady. But every once in a while, he has a suck game. And I'm sure his old coach Belichick would scream, get your damn head in the damn game. You may be the greatest quarterback in history, but today you suck. So I think you have the makings of the greatest, G-O-A-T, the GOAT, President Trump. But right now, I got to tell you, you suck. Get your damn head in the game. American people need you, and we're losing confidence. My latest commentary is out today. It's not about that, because I wish I'd written that, but I was on a tangent yesterday about a different topic, and I wrote it, and I sent it in last night, and here it is. It'll come out on Sunday. Syndicate newspapers around the country, everything you ever wanted to know about white privilege. Everything you ever wanted to know about white privilege. And I'm speaking for every white, Italian, Irish, Jewish, Polish, I don't care what, who is a good person who started with nothing and has achieved a little bit of success. And you know what? We don't owe anybody anything. Everything you ever wanted to know about white privilege. No one ever gave us anything. Look at that. They're already calling me. They're after me. The radicals are after me. That's the Trump hotline. Everything you ever wanted to know about white privilege. My name is Wayne Allen Root. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, and I understand this white privilege controversy like no other person on earth. I've never had it. I've never even had a whiff of it. That's why I have no white guilt. I have nothing to be guilty about. But I have met plenty of privileged white kids. You know what you call them? Liberal Democrats. More on that in a minute. First, my background. My Jewish ancestors were far more likely to be slaves than to have one. My ancestors were persecuted, abused, robbed, enslaved, and murdered by government, just like black Americans. My Jewish grandparents got to America in the early 1900s, long after slavery ended. They settled in New York City, not the South. If they ever met the KKK, it was only because they were being persecuted by white extremists, just like black Americans. My father fought in World War II and faced sure death at Okinawa. Was that white privilege? He spent the rest of his life as a blue-collar butcher. He woke up every day at 3 a.m. in the dark and freezing cold to drive to the meat market to buy the wholesale meat he'd sell each day at his butcher shop. My father struggled his entire life as a working-class man and died with an estate of nothing other than his home. He worried every hour of every day how he'd pay his bills. No one ever gave him anything in his life for any reason, let alone because he was white. So where was David Root's white privilege? Can liberals please explain where all that hidden secret privilege was? Because my dad's story is the story of most middle-class white Americans. We are the silent majority that supports President Trump. We've never caught even a whiff of white privilege. My personal story is all about black and white. I attended a rough urban high school on the Bronx borderline that was 90% black. 90% black. I was one of the few white kids out of 4,000 students. I was tortured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for being the minority. Yeah, I was the minority. I know what it's like to be a minority. I was beaten 100 times. I was chased home from school, terrified, fearing for my life. I had my lunch money stolen so often, I stopped going to lunch. I knew better than to ever go to the school bathroom. That's where kids were terrorized and robbed. I was almost murdered by a thug with a machete. Is that what you call white privilege? But eventually, I learned to fight. I knocked out a few bullies, literally, became an athlete, and won my classmates' respect. I graduated valedictorian, and I accepted my I was accepted at my dream school, Columbia University. And that's where I first learned about white privilege. As a matter of fact, almost every one of my classmates at Columbia University had it. My Columbia classmates were almost all lucky sperm club, spoiled brat, filthy rich kids with wealthy, powerful fathers who opened every door for them and greased every wheel. They had everything handed to them on a silver platter with no effort necessary. Now that's white privilege. Oh, and where did all these little spoiled brats with white privilege wind up? My Ivy League classmates are today mostly powerful politicians, lawyers, and the media. So white privilege is real. It exists, but it's only enjoyed by 1% of 1% of 1% of the country. And trust me, virtually every one of them is a liberal Democrat. Every classmate I ever met at Columbia that was born rich was a liberal Democrat who hated Reagan, hated white people, even though they were all white, hated capitalism, and hated America. And today, they all hate President Trump. So yes, there is white privilege, but it ain't me. Don't try and hang that guilt trip on me. I have no white guilt. This son of a butcher has earned every ounce of my success. That applies to 99% of 63 million Trump voters. No one ever gave us anything. We don't owe anyone anything. White privilege exists, but we've never experienced it. So it's a free country. Everyone has free speech. March and protest to your heart's content for Black Lives Matter. Just do it peacefully. And understand the tiny percentage of Americans who actually have white privilege are spoiled brat, Ivy League educated white liberals. You know, the ones marching alongside you? Whenever you meet a liberal lawyer, powerful Democrat politician, or member of the media, there's your white privilege. They're the ones you should be angry with. They're the ones you should be protesting. So much for white privilege. That's my column coming out on Sunday, newspapers around the country, Creator Syndicate syndicates it, everything you ever wanted to know about white privilege. And what a great point I just made, right? That there is white privilege, but it's 1% of 1% of 1% of a half of 1%. And it's the kids that go to Stanford and Harvard and Duke and Columbia and Penn and Brown and Princeton and Yale and Harvard. That's your white privilege. That's your white supremacy. And guess where you could find them? They're all liberal Democrats, and they're marching in the rallies right next to you. They're filled with guilt because they really had white privilege. And they really think very little of you. And they've never lived in a black neighborhood in their lives. And they've never gone to a black high school like me in their lives. They're the ones marching in the rallies with you, right next to you. They're the white supremacists, and they're the white privileged people. Remember that next time Black Lives Matter. In the meantime, the United States of America is in the middle of a communist takeover. And Trump is AWOL. I don't know what he's doing about it. I don't see what he's doing about it. I don't hear what he's doing about it. And I'm getting pissed. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously votes on a plan to dismantle the police department in the wake of anti-brutality protest. City Council will remove the charter's mandate of a police department and replace it with new language. And at the same time that's happening, a Minnesota state representative warns that Antifa and Muslim groups plan to police Minneapolis under Muslim rule. Does that surprise anybody? If the liberals listening right now, they're going, oh, wow, crazy talk, conspiracy talk. Oh, really? Oh, can I tell you something? Minneapolis is filled with Somali Muslims. That's how Ilhan Omar got to be a United States Congresswoman. There's what, like 200, 250,000 of them in one area of Minneapolis. If you think it's a long shot, I remember years ago I told everybody, liberals are going to give free health care to illegal aliens. And liberals said, never, you're crazy, conspiracy theorist. In California, they're already doing it. In New York, they passed a law to do it. In the rest of the country, if Biden's elected, they've already said they'll do it. They're going to take your tax money and mine and give people who came to America criminally, illegally, they're going to give them free health care while you and I pay the most in the world. So you think it's a long shot that Minnesota state representatives warning that Antifa and Muslim groups plan to police Minneapolis under Muslim rule? Let me tell you something. The Attorney General of Minnesota is a Muslim named Keith Ellison, the most radical man you've ever seen in your life. These guys are just like Ilhan Omar. They're just like Rashida Tlaib. They love, you name the Muslim organization, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Palestinian Authority. It doesn't matter. They hate Jews. They hate Israel. They hate Republicans. They hate white people. And they're coming to get us as sure as I'm standing here. They're coming to destroy this country. It's a communist infiltration of America. And you'll notice in every Muslim nation, it's basically also a socialist, Marxist, communist nation. There's no democratic Muslim nations. Muslims are treated better in Israel than they'll ever be treated in a Muslim nation. Minnesota State Representative Steve Green warned domestic terrorists, Antifa, and Muslim groups plan to police Minneapolis under Muslim rule. The radical left is looking to defund the police, and they're going to take over. Replacing the police, Gateway Pundit says, means replacing the police with Sharia Patrol, Black Panthers, La Raza, and other anti-Christian, anti-white social justice warriors. Minnesota Representative Steve Green says what you're looking at is communism moving into Minneapolis and St. Paul. Not just communism, but an unholy alliance with the left and Islam. Talk about it more when we get back. President Trump, where are you? You've been kidnapped? Dr. Fauci, have you in a basement? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, the EU just announced a ban on most travelers from the U.S. due to the COVID spike in the United States. Can you imagine how weird that is? Let's go back to March, do you remember? Or actually back to February, President Trump was smart enough, or maybe it was January 30th that President Trump banned travel to China, and then maybe 2 weeks later in mid-February he banned travel to and from Europe, and now Europe is banning travel from the United States because they think things are so bad here. And I got to tell you, I do think that that's just a typical example of the bravado, because Europe got it much worse than us. Italy, Spain, England. The United States has more numbers because we're a much bigger country. But when you add up the entire Europe, every country in Europe, there's like 30 countries in Europe, right? Add up the 30 countries, they have more population than us. Add up how many died, how many got sick in those 30 countries, it's worse than us. But we look much worse than any individual country. That's like saying, you know, how does one state stack up against the other 49 states in the United States? So it's absurd to think that they're worried about us getting them sick. Absurd. March 12th is when they announced the... Yeah, well, that was exactly... That was exactly 6 weeks after he announced the ban from China. China was, I believe, January 30th. So Finest Known, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it's interesting. It's an apt time to mention them because gold and silver, of course, have been going through the roof. Let me look again. It's my usual. Every time. I never look what gold and silver do until I get here. Sometimes it's up. Sometimes it's down. The Dow dropped 700 points today. Didn't even know that. I never have time to look at the markets. But gold today rebounds. Gold was up today. And it's at $1,784. Wow, it's fast approaching $1,800 an ounce. And it was up almost 1% today. Silver was up again, and it's at $1,795. So gold and silver have been on a tear, on a run, because the more scared people get about coronavirus lockdowns and riots and a communist coup take over the United States and everything else bad that's happening out there, the more important it is to own gold and silver. And I asked Finest Known to put together a nice offer, and they're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. That means wholesale. That means the same price that Finest Known pays, you get it for. And when you get it at wholesale, that's your only chance you have to get out at a good price in a quick period of time. So congratulations to you. Call Finest Known, because of this offer on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, you get the best offer out there in the world. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. And they even give you a free book, everything you need to know to buy and sell gold. It's absolutely free with the phone call, 800-663-1929, finestknown.com. All right, so many things going on. It's hard to keep up with it all. But you know, I wrote that column. I just read you the column that's coming out on Sunday, syndicated around the country. Everything you ever wanted to know about white privilege. And no sooner did I write it, what comes out today? A black man that I respect, because he was the first black billionaire in the history of America, the founder of Black Entertainment Television, Robert Johnson, and he's pushing hard for $14 trillion in slavery reparations to African Americans. He says, I think that would be a huge emotional assuaging of guilt. Did you ever hear such crap in your entire life? I don't know how to explain this to you, Robert. It's not going to happen. Somewhere in America, there's someone, maybe there's thousands of people, I don't know, whose relatives were murdered. And you could probably look up who the murderers were. And you'd know the name of the person who murdered your uncle, your aunt, your grandmother, your grandfather. Can you imagine going back to their children and their grandchildren and telling them you owe me money because you killed my grandfather? You know, can you think about how absurd that is? That some kid you don't know, who never even knew his grandfather, and his grandfather killed your grandfather, and you didn't know your grandfather or your great-grandfather, and you're going to ask him for money. He's supposed to give you a large portion of his net worth because something happened 100 years ago. You weren't alive, and he wasn't alive. You know how ridiculous that is? We're not giving you $14 trillion in reparations. Go away and go home. I've had it with this BS. It's not going to happen. Fight you to death over that one. Switching back to this idea, this theme of my show today, the communists who try to take over America. Here's a guy on, I guess he's on CNN. And he's a guest. And it appears he's black. He's an African American, I guess. And he's an artist. And he's calling out the Declaration of Independence painting because most of the men in the piece owned slaves. So he's blacked out the faces of the signers of the Declaration of Independence because they own slaves. You don't understand what's happening to our country. You think about the greatest men in history, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. How about Benjamin Franklin, John Hancock? And he wants to get rid of them and wipe them out of history. They're the greatest men that ever lived. John Adams, Samuel Adams. The names are the most historic names ever. And they gave up their lives for America, and they founded the greatest nation ever. And Black Lives Matter hates them.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the American comeback from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak is going well. Hosting a White House meeting on workforce policy, President Trump says we're now focused on bringing the economy back to what it was.
And now we have to bring it back because we had to close in order to save millions of lives. We added 2.5 million jobs last month, which was incredible, a number, the largest monthly increase in history.
Four New Jersey residents have been charged in a recent mail-in voter fraud case with the state's attorney general accusing them of multiple crimes, including voting fraud, tampering with public records, and unauthorized possession of multiple vote-by-mail-in ballots. Of the four men charged, one was a city council member, another was a councilman-elect. And the Dow lost 730 points on Friday to end the week at 2515. USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Your conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. Got a great surprise special guest for you today. You know, I've been bragging on him for a couple of days now since he won a big primary for United States Congress, GOP primary in North Carolina. He beat Trump's pick, who I thought was kind of a very establishment, kind of frumpy older lady. And I thought, why is Trump picking people like that? Come on. We need some young blood. And sure enough, he's 24 years old. I got socks older than this guy. And he is the candidate. He's a good-looking guy. He's got a lot of charisma. He's young. He's youthful. He's exciting. I think he's our version of AOC, and we got him on the show. Madison Cawthorn, 24-year-old Republican who upset Linda Bennett, endorsed by Trump, and by Mark Meadows, who's Trump's chief of staff. And this was Meadows' congressional seat. So not only did the president endorse her, but Mark Meadows endorsed her for his own seat. And you beat her. Great job, Madison.
Well, thank you very much, Wayne. It was a heck of a battle, I'll tell you. But when the president endorsed, actually, we didn't even blink. My entire team just we put our heads down and decided just to work that much harder. You know, by no means do I think this is a referendum on Trump. This is definitely Trump country here in Western North Carolina. I love Trump. I can't wait to work with him. The president is incredible. But, you know, we were very excited to be able to overcome that big of an obstacle.
Now, you are in a wheelchair, and I want you to explain to everybody why you were in a wheelchair. What happened in your life that resulted in you winding up in a wheelchair?
Well, you know, it was a pretty traumatic experience. I was 18 years old. My life was going exactly how I wanted it to be. I was just about to graduate high school. I was planning on going to the United States Naval Academy. I had everything you could ever want. I was athletic, smart, you know, had a great family. But then while I'm on a trip with one of my very dear friends, I was taking a nap in the passenger seat in the car. And, yeah, I guess he thought it was a group activity, and he fell asleep behind the wheel, and we ran into a concrete wall. And, you know, I had, like I said, you know, I had all that intellect, but that was taken away because of a terrible brain injury that kept my brain pretty damaged for quite a while. You know, I had all the athletic ability, but that was all taken away because I had a 1% chance to live. I was just so broken. And, you know, the thing that lasted the longest is I had a spinal cord injury in addition to all my other injuries that has left me paralyzed and in a wheelchair. But, you know, Wayne, I'll tell you, I actually think I gained some things from that were unexpected. You know, it got me this grit and perseverance. And, you know, because, you know, I've looked into the abyss. I figured, and I know who I am when I'm tested. And we're able to pull this victory out. The people of Western North Carolina really liked our courage and our charisma and our confidence.
And everything else. Obviously everything else. I mean, I wrote a book called The Power of Relentless. It was a national number one business bestseller. I've written nothing but political books, but that was my exception. I wrote a business book and it became a number one bestseller. And my theory was the only thing in life that really matters when it comes to business success is not how smart you are, not how connected you are, not how rich you are. It is literally how relentless you are. And it sounds like you are a relentless young man, and that's the reason you are the Republican nominee for United States Congress.
Well, thank you, Wayne. You know, I define it as kind of a dog mentality. I'm currently sitting here with my German Shepherd, and you know, I've got this little red toy, and I can throw this thing as much as he wants, and he will not stop going after it. And I think that's how we have to be in our own lives. I mean, it's exactly what you're saying. Relentless work pays off.
So I'm assuming, being that you ran against the establishment candidate, and by the way, it needs to be said, you were in a runoff with this Linda Bennett, who was the establishment candidate, but before that, there was a 12-person race, and it was just you and her that came out of it for the runoff. So you beat out literally 10 other Republicans to get to the runoff, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
So I'm assuming that Linda Bennett was very well financed. She must have outspent you 10-1, I got to assume. Is that true? How much money did she have behind her compared to what you raised?
Yes, yeah, so she spent about $800,000 in advocacy ads, and then she spent about $300,000 just personally disparaging my name. And now that is definitely talking about PAC financing as well, so a lot of those were independent expenditures.
And what did you have?
We spent around $400,000.
All right, so she outspent you about 3-1, roughly 3-1. So tell everyone the magic secret out there for a Republican candidate. How do you think a young kid, 24 years old, was able to beat someone that outspent you 3-1, that had the president's endorsement and the guy who was whose seat it was, Mark Meadows' endorsement, who's the chief of staff of the president of the United States? How did you do it? What's the answer to your success?
Well, two pronged. One is, yeah, I hate to compare myself to President Trump, but I will say one thing him and I have in common is we bring a lot of people to the polls that don't normally come to vote. I think that's why you saw the polling data so off when the presidential election in 2016. That's also why most of the data was just so off in our election because, you know, I mean, just it just does not happen that, you know, 25% of the electorate shows up. Our 30% of the electorate shows up in a runoff election in the middle of June. That doesn't exactly happen. And, you know, 30,000 people showed up to vote for me, and I really genuinely appreciate that and love that. But and
well, I'll let me interrupt, though. What was the final number, though? You had 30,000 votes. What did she have?
12.
You beat her 30-12?
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know that. I just assumed you beat her by a whisker. I didn't know you destroyed her. So she outspent you $1.1 million to $400,000. You're 24 years old, and you beat her by a landslide. I had no idea. That's really impressive. So let's go back to my original question. What do you think, you know, how did you impress the voters of that district, Madison? What was the key?
Well, I mean, it obviously comes from a basis of, you know, knowing your facts. Being this young and running for Congress, you know, the people never give you the benefit of the doubt. So you don't have the opportunity to ever misspeak or to have your facts not correct. But, you know, people around here definitely do give a little bit of a grace if you say, you know what, I actually don't know the answer to that question. Let me go research it. You know, I think they actually appreciate that and were refreshed by that. But the most important thing, and I think it's something that is coming kind of new in this era, is that, you know, the generation that I represent, and I'm the first year of the Zoomer generation, you know, we are a people who are seeing all this problem that's going on in our country. I mean, I've grown up in an incredible time period to grow up, but, you know, by the time I was 5 years or 6 years old, the Twin Towers were destroyed. You know, we went through the 2008 economic crisis, and then all of just the crap that has happened since then, all the way up now to the middle of 2020, you know, we realize that this is not a time for genteel politics. This is not a time to, you know, just be a time of civility. I believe that this is a time to fight like hell. We've got to take our country back. We have a fringe element of the far left that is a Marxist revolution. I believe we're starting to see the beginnings of that coming out.
We're in a civil war right now. I'm telling you, it started. It may be right now at this moment a quiet civil war, a subtle civil war. Maybe shots you can't say are officially fired. But I believe we're in the beginnings of what looks like a civil war and a takeover and a coup against our president. And it's getting violent out there. And I think it's only a matter of time before it gets a lot worse. So I'm very worried. You know, Madison, you may not know me. I've got a great gun instinct. I've made thousands of predictions. You know, 5 hours a day on the radio, you make a lot of predictions, and almost every one of them comes true. And I have a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. I think the nation's falling apart. I really do. So this is a very important time in the history of the world, not just America, because we're the greatest nation in world history. And you're coming on the scene at that moment. And I got a funny feeling about you that you're going to be one of the keys to Republicans having a big win in future years. So I'm kind of excited. I think you're a good candidate, man.
Well, thank you. That really does mean a lot. You know, I actually had a really incredible phone call with the president on election night, and I vowed to him that I will secure the millennial vote as much as I can for him.
What did he say to you? I want to know what did the president say to you when he called?
Well, I'll pitch the story this way. You know, I was driving in a car with, you know, pretty much all of the inner circle of my campaign. We were all headed back, but I was in a car alone with my fiance. And my phone was connected to Bluetooth, and then all of a sudden I see, you know, no caller ID, and I was like, no way, it's the president. Maybe it's Mark Meadows calling just to say, you know, I'm sorry I pushed so much money against you, but that what we would see. So I answered the phone, and what happens is it's a guy who says he's leading the Air Force One switchboard, and he'd like to connect me to the president. And so I very quickly say, of course, I'd love to speak to him. And then, as I said, my phone was connected to that Bluetooth speaker, so all the speakers around us just ignited with that signature voice. And, you know, he said, hello, Madison. What a beautiful win. What a tremendous win. You know, and I have been a fan of Donald Trump since The Apprentice. It was probably one of my favorite shows growing up. And so I know for a fact that, you know, he appreciates a winner. And man, that it couldn't have been more true. He was the same guy you see on TV. He really, really was supportive, really encouraging. Said he was excited to work with me. He's going to come down for an event in my district here sometime before the election. He's going to have me available in a couple weeks.
That's great. That's fantastic. I'm glad. I was just about to ask you, is he going to be willing, did he actually make a case that he's going to come down and campaign with you? That's great. And you are in a very winnable district, right? I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. It's never easy. But you're in a Republican majority district as opposed to a Democrat district, correct?
That is correct. In the about the past decade, it has been a very secure Republican district. I mean, you barely even had to campaign here. But now with some new gerrymandering that happened in North Carolina, we have a very liberal city in Asheville that was added. So we have about 39,000 new Democrats to bolster their ranks. But it's still a Republican-leaning district.
But you've got a good candidate against you, sadly. I mean, his impressive background, Democrat Mo Davis. I see here he's a former military prosecutor. So he's probably a very savvy guy and someone who looks like a patriot. So it's good. You got your work cut out for you. Normally, this is where we say goodbye, but I want to bring you on for another segment. You gonna hang out for a few minutes to the break and be ready on the other side?
Hey, I'm having fun with you. I'll stay as long as you have me.
All right, cool. We'll have you for another segment till the top of the hour. I want to ask you a little bit about your views, because that's what matters now. I want to make sure once you're elected, we got the guy with the right views. You better be a conservative, Madison. Get ready for Wayne Allyn, okay? Got to make sure you're a big conservative. Madison Cawthorn, our new 24-year-old Republican nominee for United States Congress in North Carolina. A huge upset victory over President Trump's pick, endorsed by Trump and Ted Cruz and Mark Meadows. The other woman was, and Madison beat them all at the age of 20. And then beat her badly. Wow. All right, we got a star is born. We'll be right back. More with Madison Cawthorn. Wayne Allyn, the warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. The Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. The Root is on fire. The country is actually on fire. I always say Root is on fire because I'm referring to our show and the ratings and the amount of people listening, but the country at this moment, America, the USA, is on fire. A lot of bad things happening, but there are a few rays of light. Of course, one of them I hope to be the reelection of President Trump. Another one is this young man, Madison Cawthorn, 24-year-old Republican, just won the primary in North Carolina for United States Congress, going up against a former military prosecutor in November. But it's a Republican district. We hope he will fill Mark Meadows' seat, the chief of staff at the White House, who left. And they all thought that the seat was going to belong to Linda Bennett. They ordained her. They gave her everything you would need, $1.1 million in spending, and the president's endorsement, and Ted Cruz's endorsement, and Mark Meadows' endorsement for his own seat, and pretty much every Republican conservative organization in D.C. endorsed Linda Bennett, and looks in the photo to be like a 50-year-old woman. And here's this 24-year-old kid in a wheelchair, paralyzed for life in a car accident when he was 18, Madison Cawthorn, running with very little money and obviously none of the endorsements. And he blows her away. He destroys her by almost a 3-to-1 margin. That's kind of amazing. What, on the night of the election, were you just knocked out? Could you just believe the results, Madison?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, fortunately, we have some pretty lax laws here in Henderson County on gathering. So we actually had a 500-person victory party. And so it was outdoors, and we got to be very spread apart. But, man, it was awesome. The energy was palpable. It was the eruptions when they actually called it, the Associated Press called it. I think it shook the building. I really do.
It's kind of a strange question to ask, because I guess you have to have confidence that you're going to win. But were you expecting a win, and were you expecting a win of that margin against the lady that was endorsed by President Trump?
Well, I'll tell you, we had a lot of boots on the ground information, and you know, we ran a very grassroots style campaign. But whenever you do that, I've learned that, you know, my opponent was extremely overconfident. I think that contributes to her loss. But running that grassroots campaign, you have your finger kind of right on the pulse of the electorate, you kind of feel like. And so we were realizing that we're ahead. We're ahead by several percent. We think we'll probably pull off 5, maybe 7. But then at the end of the day, it came out 34% margin. You couldn't be...
34% margin against the woman endorsed by President Trump. So, very interesting. You mentioned that when you were 18, you had this terrible car accident, left you paralyzed for life, and you were headed for the Naval Academy at the time. I wanted to ask you, did you ever wind up going to college at all?
You know, I did. I went to a small college for about a year, and then I realized, man, you know, I don't think that, you know, another person with a four-year degree, and I was going for political science, but I don't believe that a four-year degree in Egyptology really makes our economy that competitive, and I think it's why we see so many people incurring so much debt, being lifelong renters because they get crushed with this awful student debt. And so I wanted to break the mold. I wanted to just say, you know what, I'm going to go start my own business, and I don't need a degree. And it's worked out well.
All right. So for me, the most important issue, you know, in Washington is that all these guys are lawyers, and almost every Democrat's a lawyer in Congress, and every Democrat candidate for president, they're all lawyers, prosecutors. They've never been in business in their lives. They've never created a job. They've never put up their own money for anything in their lives. They've lived off the government trowel. What have you done for all these years since the age of 18, 19, 20, when you got out of college, that 1 year you spent in college and a year, of course, in rehab from the terrible accident? So let's say around 20 years old, you start a business. What business did you start, and has it gone well, and what lessons have you learned in the business world?
So right when I got out of the hospital, I worked in Congressman Meadows' office for a year, so I really got to learn the inner workings of a congressional office. But then after that, after that year, I went to college for that 1 year, as you said. But then when I came back, I became a motivational speaker, got to travel all over the country, and I started a real estate investment firm, and we specialize in tax foreclosure property.
And you've done well.
Yeah, we've done very well. We really have. And again, it's a testament. I was raised, I always say, on proverbs and push-ups, you know, wisdom and hard work. And, you know, as long as you just you don't spend more than you make and you work hard, it's hard not to be successful in the United States of America.
I agree with you. It's a land of opportunity and mobility, and unfortunately, so many people protesting and marching and rioting in the streets. And if they stop protesting and rioting and complaining, they'd have nothing to complain about. They'd be making money. So that's always been my thing.
Wayne, I hope you'll let me go back to something you touched on. You know, you were talking about how we have so many daggum lawyers in Congress, and you know what? I think the number of people who have graduated from Harvard or Yale that are in our current Congress right now
problem
is over.
Yeah.
It's over 170. I think it's close to 200. And the reason is that I think it's a terrible problem because, you know, in Federalist Paper number 52, James Madison said that he designed the House of Congress to be the one that most represented the people of the people of America. And, you know, the majority of Americans did not either, one, go to college, or two, go to Harvard or Yale, most certainly. And three, you know, I think that what we need to have happen is we need to have more people who put on work boots rather than suits shaping public policy.
I'm with you. And don't forget, they wanted all the politicians to be citizen politicians. They wanted you to serve for a term or two and then go home and go back to being a farmer or a rancher. Nothing like that is apropos today. Nothing happens like that in Washington. They're there for life, and they just become part of government and the bureaucracy. Madison Cawthorn, a breath of fresh air. I believe 24-year-old Republican won't be 25 till it's time to sit in Congress, which is the minimum age, and we hope you win big against your Democrat opponent, Mo Davis, and you'll have you back on as Congressman Madison Cawthorn. Just remember who was there in the beginning, Wayne Allen Root, fighting for you, buddy. Have a great day.
Anytime you need an interview, I'm your guy.
All right. We'll see you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.